and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now,
yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the world-famous AfterBuzz TV studios in sunny Los Angeles, California. And have we got a show for you. We're on a boat, ladies and gentlemen. Woo-hoo! But before we get this show...
Take a good hard look.
I'm sailing on a boat.
Wrong part. Off to a great start. We're off to a great start already. Before we keep this thing off the rails, let me go ahead and introduce the amazing panelists I get to work with today. To the far left, he is the law doctor and our international super scout watching wrestling from all over the globe, whether it's in Ireland or the Czech Republic or right here in the good old US of A. He is Roger Corral.
I thought you were going to say Iowa instead of Ireland.
Not as exotic.
Not as exotic.
And next to him, she is sipping the tea, spilling the tea, and deciding whether or not you look great or you look like trash. She is Jessica O'Connor.
And fun fact, I have 4 less teeth. I got my wisdom teeth out. So if I look a little puffy and I have a little bit of a lisp, mind your business.
Oh. Strong stances from the panel already. And next to me, she is the indie darling herself, John Moxley's most loyal fan. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Anissa Barr.
That's me. And of course, I'm
going to
have his last name tattooed.
And hailing from inside the booth, he is the king of the bing, bang, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the super producer. Let's hear it for Josh Alonzo.
What's going on, team? What's going on? Excited to be on a boat with y'all tonight.
Feeling the waves. And I am your benevolent host. I am Fancy Jack Farmer. But folks, before we take this show
delayed response
any farther, we have a special guest with us this evening. He is the face of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports, the host of the after show for Raw, the host of the after show for NXT, appearing on after shows for SmackDown, Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, Xbox 1-2-360, Match Monday, and some of the WWE pay-per-view after shows. Ladies and gentlemen, he is hashtag Heel Beetle.
I should record this and tell my mom. I'm doing things in LA. Thank you so much for having me, man. I love this show. It's actually my favorite. This is my favorite studio, so this is awesome.
Yeah, man, I'm actually really excited that you're here. Obviously a big fan of the stuff you do for Raw and NXT. And, of course, you're kind of a mentor to me. You helped me get in here, so I'm really excited you're here.
Oh, thanks, man.
I'm so starstruck right now.
Autographs are free. It's cool.
Yeah. So this was a really fun episode of Dynamite, the Rock and Rager second wave. Love the vibe. Love the cameras. Love the layout. Overall thoughts, guys. What did you think of the show?
It's on a boat. If this isn't a 10 out of 10, yeah. I just want Josh to keep playing the music. Yeah.
Get your towel ready.
It's also January.
December and January, best time to take a cruise.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, as a Florida native, mm-hmm. you must have seen a lot of those, right?
This is true, yes. Cruises are like baptisms for us Floridians. You just throw us down the slide. That's how we are christened. No, I loved it. I just think about, usually the lame performers on a cruise. So, what an upgrade. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real good point.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I was worried for a second there.
No. You know what I mean. Yeah,
Jessica's right. I got signs for everyone, except for you, Jack. Everyone, Jessica's right.
I might frame that one.
With his autograph on it.
Flobo, that actually, we have the Rock and Rager today. We had Bash at the Beach last week. How do you feel about these specialty regular shows? It's a still Wednesday night,
yeah,
but it has a special vibe. Do you like that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Feel like it reminds me of the old Monday Night Raws. I was in these like dark, seedy clubs every week, and like every week was a brand new experience. Not saying these boats are seedy. I'm just saying it's pretty cool that it's not the same thing every week.
Kind of seedy. Yeah,
it's a Jericho cruise. I don't know. I loved it.
Yeah, I really enjoy the different layouts and the looks, and I thought this whole thing looked really good, and it started off really good with a tag team title match. Playa?
Yeah. Oh, no. We're still playing on your boat back there.
Jackie Long, how long?
We're still a little tipsy on the boat here. The tag team title match, it was the first title loss in AEW history. I thought this was a really fun match, lots of cool stuff, but Anissa, before we get too far into it, tell us about what you thought about it.
Hangman, he needs to go to AA meetings.
It's a little too late for it to be the first at this point.
He's still on a boat.
It's all inclusive. I mean, I wouldn't stop.
I mean, yeah, at this point, you'd be odd not to be drinking, right?
I don't drink.
It's included in the package, you know?
Right. Dang MQ said Jim won't care, but TK's not going to be happy that Flobo has defected here.
She boos everybody all the time. She makes up booing. She goes to the store booing. Boo, 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 boo.
I have a feeling TK's not going to know.
Where's the Jack's right sign?
Where is the Jack's right sign?
I lost that one.
It doesn't exist because it's Jessica.
You actually didn't print one?
The only sign we need.
Jessica, could you tell him that TK won't find out?
I'm staying out of that.
My favorite part of this match was how the wind ever so slightly caressed Hangman's hair whenever they zoomed in on him, and it looked like a modeling shot whenever he was on.
Well, Jesus was there, so...
Jesus is always here.
Yeah, exactly. He can walk on water if he's on the cruise.
Just take the wheel. How did you guys feel about SCU losing that? Now, backstage in the green room, Flobo, you had said that you questioned this outcome.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the SCU is so good as a unit, and not to say I'm against Hangman teaming with Omega, but I just feel like, man, they could have done so much better things in that singles. And I think SCU is like the bona fide tag team. You could have put them on a poster. You get the whole idea of how competitive the division was. But, hey, I don't make the matches.
Roger, do you think this was the right call?
I can't decide yet. It feels like a reset, actually. It feels like Kenny Omega, I don't think he's lost this year. It feels like they want to go a certain direction, and I don't know if I'm ready for them to... I think everyone was excited for Kenny Omega to start, you know, racking up some wins in the singles division.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I like them. I think they make for a great tag team. So, I don't know. I'm split.
Jessica, what's next for SCU?
Ooh, I don't know, because they already proved themselves in, like, such a major way. I feel like they're going to have to maybe go another route. I don't know. Yeah. Like, do something drastic. Because, like Flobo was saying, they're already so solidified as a tag team.
Do you think they break off and start doing some singles stuff?
Yeah.
I think so. I think Scorpio's ready for a singles run.
I could see it.
I've been saying it for a while. He is just... primed for big things, for next level things. Mm-hmm. I think he's got everything you need to be a major, major player. And at worst, I think SCU can still be in the tag team division with Christopher Daniels filling that role.
And all of them have been great singles wrestlers. I mean, Kazarian was great in TNA. Mm-hmm. Christopher Daniels and anywhere he's gone. And then I think they've all done a good job by themselves. So maybe it's time for us to go that direction.
I think SCU is going to win the tag team titles when they come to California.
Oh, you think where they're getting it back?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Prediction.
That's so great.
I am so really disappointed I don't have a sign right now.
It's not in there, man.
This will be Flobo's last time on
awesome.
It's about me.
True.
Speaking of it being about me, they had a promo later in the show with their new tag team championship belts. And Hangman had already started celebrating. I mean, we saw him take a drink right after the match and get crowd surfed.
He did a crowd surf.
Really
yeah.
cool. And Hangman was a little sloppy. Hangman felt like he had a few drinks in him. And he almost seemed a little crabby at the Young Bucks who came out later. Do we think we're going to see a Young Bucks and versus Omega Hangman match
if they
or rivalry?
Do the storyline right, yes.
What would the right storyline look like?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
And it's a good
strong.
I'm not a wrestler.
But you better get it right.
Or else.
Very wrestling fan of you.
No, I just think because of the history, you know, Hangman wasn't, well, yes, he was part of the Elite, but he wasn't really part of the Bullet Club.
He's a cowboy.
You know, he wasn't really part of that type
a
of
Lone Ranger
when they were formed into the Bullet Club. So, I don't know. I feel like the storyline would play right if they do the storyline right. But I
agree. I mean, after the victory, having the Young Bucks come out and help out Kenny Omega, and Hangman's like, I won too, bro. Like, where's my love and adoration? It's kind of weird, you know?
I like that they're starting to build this friction of Hangman being like the drunk friend who's saying inappropriate things and doing inappropriate things, and Kenny Omega is like the friend in the middle trying to keep the peace. I love that Hangman said to the Young Bucks, I'm surprised we won this before you did. And it was that classic, like, you shouldn't have said that, but you're kind of right. You know, and then Kenny Omega said that the Young Bucks are still the best tag team in the world, which I don't like. If you don't have the titles, Young Bucks, you're not the best. That's a fact. From Jack.
That's not how it works, Jack.
Is that not how it works?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, you gotta have the titles to be the best in the world.
Okay.
Right.
Wait, you disagree?
Right. Yeah, I disagree.
Well, I'm just curious. I'm sorry. No. I'm curious. Why do you disagree? Like,
I think a title reign sometimes luck and opportunity matters more than actual skill set. And so, you know, this opportunity presented itself to Kenny and Hangman, and they took advantage of it. And
I do agree with you.
Boom.
There, go. Got you one.
There we go.
I got you
there
one.
We go.
Carl section. That's what it is.
Someone's not getting into the Elite of the Week. His name is Flobo. Or Roger.
I'm done.
Jessica, or Anissa.
We never were a part of them.
DDP, your eyes just went up.
DDP made it before all of us.
Speaking of all of us, we're all glad that you guys like to join along with us. And Jessica, can you go ahead and let all the wonderful viewers and listeners know more about that?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for tuning in every week to our show. I can't talk. I don't have any teeth. Regardless, we love you guys. And, you know, you just have to like, subscribe, comment, do whatever you can to keep us in the rotation, coming into the studio every single week. We love you. That's a wrap.
I wonder how our iTunes listeners are going to feel knowing that the fashionista doesn't have any teeth.
I ain't got no teeth. For the people on the podcast, just use your imagination.
Yeah.
You know?
No teeth at all.
I have zero teeth.
Gums. Her nickname is Gums.
Why did we get a whip?
They just whipped him right out.
Yeah, special shout out of all the wonderful people in the chat. Dang MQ, Dylan Matthews, External Shockwave, It's Me Ash, Joseph Boza, SwitchFan94, Xeno Hour. Thank you guys so much for coming along with us tonight. I'm sure you guys were over in the NXT chat before us as well. Shout out to the NXT crew, not just Flobo for being here, but always a great show. If you watch NXT, check that out as well. Speaking of checking things out, Chris Jericho checked out a match between Pac and John Moxley from the commentary position. This match was for the number one contendership to the AEW Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Woo-woo.
And I thought it was good. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. As usual, anything involving one-eyed Moxley, Anissa, you take the last take on that. Flobito,
yo,
Moxley is now officially the number one contender, getting I think the first or second clean win ever over Pac in AEW.
Yeah.
Do you like this potential Moxley Jericho match. Well, I guess not potential matchup. Now it's official matchup.
Yeah, the match itself is great. I mean, Moxley is his force of nature that's done so much for the company and himself. Once being signed, once becoming All Elite, and Chris Jericho really needs that next opponent to get your teeth sunk into. How evil can he go? The only problem I have is like if I really want Moxley to win.
Yeah.
But if I feel like if he wins, that Jericho kind of disappears like a video game boss. Like, oh no, I've been Vanquish. So that's my only like drawback, which is a very slight drawback. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's Moxley's time, man. He's unstoppable.
Yeah. And how did you feel about the match overall, Roger? I thought this was a great style clash in that you have the brawler versus the more wrestler guy. And by, I guess, pro wrestler because he does flippity-flus.
You're saying Moxley's not a wrestler?
He's a brawler. He's a fighter. Anyone who comes to the ring with a headband over his eyeballs... more of a brawler.
Headband over his eyeballs. Is that the medical terminology we're using here?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
They have good chemistry. And I didn't even realize that. Yeah, he won this match with one eye. That's impressive.
Yeah.
What happens when he gets both eyes?
Unstoppable. Win streak.
It would be great with only one eye if he jumped off the top rope and like totally missed. Yeah, death perception.
Death perception.
Oh, it hurts to laugh.
These guys had a time limit draw the first time they matched up. But again, I love the pack actually like worked the eye throughout the match. And overall, I thought it was good. Two paradigm shifts for the win. Anissa Barr, let's hear it.
He's going to win at Double or Nothing. Because...
That's
a long ways away.
It is a long ways away, but I mean.
I think you mean Revolution.
No, Revolution.
Okay, Revolution. Sure, but I don't know. I just feel that in my opinion, I feel like it's a little too soon for him to win it because I feel that it's best if he won it at Double or Nothing because that's where he debuted. It would make more sense with storyline wise, I think. But with Revolution, who knows what can happen? We're not sure what type of match this is going to be. This type of match is going to be because. Obviously, Moxley is by himself. He's a lone wolf. And then Jericho has his little crew with him. What, you know, there's has to be
it's a pretty
some type
crew.
Of.
Yeah, it's real.
Also, have we addressed. This was Jericho's boat. How did John Moxley get allowed in?
The security is substandard on this Jericho boat.
They've not mentioned Stip. So far, I think it's going to be just a regular match. But if there is a Stip, I'm really hoping it is a. Leather jacket spike on a pole match.
Bring back the pole match. Yeah.
You read my mind.
Yeah, I know. Bruce was like, it's awesome.
Yeah, Vince Russo, like, yeah, this is good.
This is great, kinda, bro.
Good stuff.
He calls in.
Bro.
Please don't.
Yeah, so that was a fun one. I enjoyed that match a bit. Another one I enjoyed with a couple of characters that I really enjoy watching. MJF took on the bad boy, Joey Janela. I didn't realize this until he came out. MJF has not been pinned or submitted in AEW.
Ah.
Which was
convenient.
Convenient.
Not you mention it.
Now, the story underneath the story here was during the match, Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford came out and distracted the bad boy, further ensuing in the feud there. Jessica, do you like seeing these guys go at it? Who do you want to see win, Kip or Joey, when they finally get in the ring together?
I'm not really super invested in either of them at the moment. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not like, oh, those are my dudes. Like, I feel like they're just both still, like, a fresh presence for me. So I don't have that pull yet.
Is it because they haven't been exposed that much or because they tend to not do so well in matches?
I think a little bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little indifferent. I'm a little...
Yeah.
Maybe that's one of these two. Do you guys feel passionately about either of them?
I don't actually. Like, what are we rooting for here?
Okay, so I'm not alone.
You're not.
Okay.
Right.
Like, I'm interested. They're great wrestlers. But what are we rooting for?
This is something.
Yeah, what's
something...
their brand? Let's get back to the brand.
Now, this is something I've been waiting to bring up. It's about a girl who left a guy for another guy, and now we're trying to find a way to sell it in the ring. It reminds me a little bit of...
Don't do that, Jack. Don't do that.
Of Lana and Lashley on WWE.
Somehow.
Flobo, I know you're a huge fan of this storyline. Tell me about... How do you feel about these women leaving a guy for another guy?
Well, last time I spoke my mind about Lana and Lashley, I had to go to AfterBuzz TV mandated anger management courses. Let's just say it's one of my favorite storylines. Jack.
That storyline manages to land everywhere. How are we talking about that here?
I have no idea. I'm at church. I'm at funerals. You don't bother. It's terrible. Right.
So is this? Do you feel like in this case you have Penelope Ford leaving Joey Janela for Kip Sabian, and now there's a feud building between these? Do you feel like it's kind of the same thing? What's the point of these guys feuding just because a girl left one for the other? Or because it's not so overblown, does it feel a little more natural?
Specifically to answer your question, yeah, it does seem kind of like meh. But like of all the people in the AEW roster, Janela was my guy. He's kind of the guy I was a fan of before. So seeing his lack of domination in the promotions kind of frustrating. And so when you see the storyline, you're like, well, I'm on board because the bad boy, but man, I really wish he was like in the title picture, or I really wish he was doing something a lot more, I don't know, wrestling like, not like my girl, you know?
I do find that guys like my
girl. Romeo and Juliet right there in one scene. Yeah. My girl.
Something like Joey Janela, it seems like the idea of a girlfriend leaving him is kind of anti to
who
he is.
He's the bad boy, right?
He's the bad boy. Exactly.
He should be like, I've had three other girls on
the storyline should end
anyway.
Right there. Like, okay.
Yeah. He has a heart of gold. Jack.
Yeah. Thanks for taking one for the team, Kip. So that's the only weird thing about it. But I do love Joey Janela. He's someone who's just fun. You see him, he's a fun character. I like Kip Sabian, too.
Carlton Wesley said, this is more like Edge and Lita and Matt Hardy.
No.
Why not?
No.
Explain.
I'm not talking about their personal life, but no.
If you were going to talk about their personal life, what would you say?
Well, it kind of is more.
But I'm curious now. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just curious. Why? Okay.
Premium content. I feel that that's what the show is about. Because I'm not talking about.
That's another show, Jack.
She's not trying to get hit with that NDA.
Subscribe to AfterBuzz TV. Yeah.
But I feel that this storyline is more authentic to Lana and Rusev and Lashley, because everybody knows Lana and Rusev are still together in real life.
Okay, fair. That's all I wanted to know. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, Joey, Janela, Penelope, they're not legit together anymore. So there's a difference. It's just Lana just wants to be on TV more. So that's why she got that storyline. Within this one, it's kind of iffy because they don't, you know, it is what it is.
Isn't it kind of good that they're playing a little bit with, you know, with what we know is happening behind the scenes?
Yeah, I do. I like how it's going, but at the same time, like you guys mentioned before, I wish Joey would have more women around him because he is the bad
boy.
He's
a bad
boy. He probably thinks the same thing.
I would like to, for him to come down with like two chicks like walking in the ring with him.
They should literally, because I was saying he kind of looks like Riff Raff from Spring Breakers. They should have like a Spring Breakers thing. Like two girls in bikinis with beanies going down beside him. Converse, maybe like some skateboard.
This would have been the perfect opportunity.
AEW brand builder.
She just built her own runway.
The brands for the wrestlers. That's not a job.
There's not Jessica Wright's sign.
But
that sure
I just
is.
Made it right.
That's,
you
agree.
Can write that one down.
I agree. I totally agree with all things said above. Something else I agree with is just how fun it is seeing MJF and Cody go at it on a microphone today. Just favorite little things. Handing him the mic and dropping it, kicking it away before he picks it up. Calling him the roller coaster was my favorite.
I didn't hear that.
Definitely a mature Jericho joke. Yeah.
But this was the first time it felt like MJF really got his comeuppance a bit, getting thrown in, super kick, thrown in the pool. How did you guys feel about that whole scene? Because we've all been waiting for him to get his. Did you feel like, yes, this was the moment?
Should have thrown him off the damn boat.
All elite murder.
You know those Disney crews, they got people missing every day.
Make it look like an accident.
He never got off the boat.
His scarf is
dude, that'd be crazy. Next week, the Memorial MGM edition.
We took took it way too far. Yeah.
Cody's like, maybe we took this too far. I just thought it was fun. So I thought it was great to see him get his comeuppance. I can't wait to see him come back with the fire and energy of I was thrown into a pool and people shouted, you can't swim.
When are we getting the whippings?
The whippings?
I want the whippings.
I think they need that to
that
be
whipping?
On.
Yes.
Yeah. There's 10 of them. So, you know, when you hear him out like that, that 10's a lot.
Yeah, 10's
a lot.
I think that has to be on dry land. I think there's a nautical rule about that.
Not on international waters.
Not international.
Are you up on your nautical laws? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you do in your free time?
As a pastime, I study nautical laws.
Weird flex.
So speaking of weird flexes, some people were dressed really, really nice today. And Jessica, why don't you go ahead and tell us all about those individuals?
I sure will.
This song's dope.
All right, I know we kind of love to hate him, but he just cracks me up, man. I chose MJF because he is the only guy that could... I'm not saying that he pulls it off, but like... A scarf and a Speedo, those are probably the two most bold looks you could wear as a man. Am I right? Like, do either of you wear scarves or Speedos?
Not in public.
And he is,
Chris Jericho, he's on it.
He is confident enough to wear not only a Speedo, but a scarf at the same time on national television. So for that, I salute MJF. He gets some respect in my book.
We just murdered him in the previous segment.
Right.
Yeah, he's dead, but but if he was alive, I would shout him out. She's not dead. She looks alive and well over here. Priscilla Kelly, I just thought she was giving me Hayley Williams, goth girl, leather. I don't know.
My favorite just, harlot.
Yeah. She's fun. She's sexy. She's, I don't know. She's something fresh. I feel like she doesn't look super wrestler girl, you know. She has like a little bit of an edge to her, but not in like a creepy way. Just kind of like a badass. Badass, yeah. She's a badass badass.
She kind of looks like a gothic band leader.
Yeah, I like that.
Is that a Black Parade thing?
Yeah, Black Parade vibes. I like all of that. Yeah, she looked cool to me. She definitely impressed me. So that is it. That's a wrap.
As soon as she came out, I thought that she was a shoo-in for this segment. And I'm glad I was right again. Do we have a sign? Do we have a sign? No sign.
No sign. No. He's pushing the moon. He's good.
I loved this match for so many reasons. One, Priscilla Kelly really was awesome. I thought she had the look was great. She stood out as an individual competitor in AEW that would easily stand out if she came back again. I don't know what her contract deal looks like. But Britt Baker gets the win. I think what happened after the match is the real story here. Jessica, I want you to talk to us about what Britt Baker said after the match.
She called Tony like a loser barista or something. Like,
yes.
It did not work for me. None of it worked for me. Oh. I found, like... She's a dentist, you know? at the end of the day, like, are you some, like, thug dentist that's gonna, like, use the drill for evil or something? Like,
all drill uses for evil.
I've not met a dentist I like.
But
I
evil? Have,
yes. Isaac Yankum, yes.
Like, conspiring against you?
I
don't know.
I really enjoyed this. I really
taking
thought,
your insurance money.
I like how she said, I'm someone everyone can look up to, and I'm the most attractive woman on the boat. I thought it was... I think she's the villain that the AEW women's roster needs, especially because they played up and reiterated the fact that she does not like Riho as the champion not being around, and so I think they're building something there. Flobo, now you host the NXT show, which has an absolutely stacked women's division. How do you feel about Britt Baker?
Personally, or because I've like, yeah, because evil dentists are weird, man. I always boo dentists. That's the way I go down. But yeah. No, but the thing about Britt Baker is she has the the wherewithal to know about character and how to do character work. So the AEW women's division needs someone, a person with another dimension that you can want to hate or see beat, not in a Nightmare Collective kind of way. You need a single entity. It's great. But yeah. Tony Schiavone is just doing his job. You know, with his discount shirts, bro. Why?
You know, before we give too much pity to Tony Schiavone, there was a dude with a Tony Schiavone tattoo on his arm, and that totally blew me away. Did you guys see that?
That's a good tattoo.
You should be the runaway then.
That I am here for evil Britt Baker.
She didn't sound confident when she was saying it, though. It's like she didn't believe it herself. That's what bothered me. She's like, I'm the most beautiful girl on the boat. Like, I don't know. That's what it sounded like in my head. You know, it wasn't like, I'm, you know.
But
I don't
doesn't
know.
That make it more authentic, though? Like, when you stand up to someone, but you're shaking. You know, you're not. It feels authentic.
And did we like Priscilla as a wrestler in the ring?
She has that whole tampon storyline that happened several months ago, and so that.
Yeah. Speaking of this storyline, I wanted to go ahead and we're going to introduce a new segment, and it is what we call Dynamite Highlight, hosted by Anissa Barr, and she's going to tell us why you should like someone we see on AEW.
And that is Priscilla Kelly.
Perfect.
It's who we are going to be talking about today because she is my highlight of the week. Priscilla Kelly started wrestling in 2015, and you might have mostly seen her at the Mae Young Classic as what you're wearing.
Hey, what? Bring it back, y'all.
Yeah. 2020.
She was the Mae Young Classic.
She's wearing the same shirt.
Bring back Mae Young.
The classic. Bring back the Mae Young Classic.
She was part of the Mae Young Classic in 2018. She was in Shine. She was involved, of course, and she did some AEW. As well as, if you like TLC, you would have seen her on My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, where she was.
Oh.
I love TLC.
Pretty much.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Kind of home life. Great
I'm
show.
Down for a TLC show.
Her parents kind of like made her get married at a young age. Of course, I talked to her personally about it. She said it was not real. So if you go up to her, you'll know that the whole thing was not real. She wasn't sold to get married. She obviously came out of it, became a professional wrestler, married Darby Allin, which is her husband, because he's just a wonderful person. She also has a documentary about herself on YouTube. It's part one, but part two is coming out soon. But I think you should more check out Priscilla Kelly because she's been around for a while. I really like her style and her in-ring work. She's a sweet person. And she's been at bar wrestling a couple of times. So let me see that. Let me see that sign.
Here it is. Bar wrestling.
So follow her at Priscilla Kelly on social media and you get to see where she'll be landing every single week on the indies.
That was great.
Yeah, I thought she was great.
Good new segment.
I love that.
Educational.
As part of the AEW recruitment team for wrestlers, you should definitely take a look at coming back more often. We all loved you. Sign the contract. Yeah. Just stick around until at least 2023.
Cash that check, girl.
More boat parties, possibly.
You get to be with your husband.
Yeah, let's do this.
I love it. This is way more fun than next season. I
get it.
We're on a boat. This is great.
We have shows on a boat.
I know, right?
We're not at a school.
I'm defective.
We're
right.
We're not at a school.
It's a plane, though.
So, real quick, we had a six-man tag, Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy and Marco Stunt coming to get it on. And against Jericho, Proud and Powerful, the bad guys get the win. But we got to see Jungle Express one more time. That's a win for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Do we want to see what?
Least convincing yeah ever.
Yeah.
Flobo, who's your favorite of those six? You got Proud and Powerful, Jericho, and all three of Jungle Express.
How can you not talk about Luchasaurus? The fact that he's a dinosaur who's well more educated than half the roster in those compound SAT words is amazing. Yeah, I actually went to one of the early bar wrestlings, like I think the fourth one, like two 2 years ago, whatever, 3 years ago, and I got a high five from Luchasaurus, and my wrist is still broken. He is freakishly strong. He's amazing, you know?
Yeah, I think he's another guy who could potentially be a huge star. They got a lot of potential huge stars right now. Speaking of potential huge stars, why talk about potential? Let's talk about the guys who are there right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your Elite of the Week.
Elite of the Week.
Coming in at number 5, it is MJF. You know what? He went for a little swim in the pool today, but he has never been pinned or submitted. And let's face it, he is under the skin of the boss man himself. MJF, you are rocking the number 5 spot. Number 4, it's Britt Baker. I don't care what Jessica says. I loved your little bit at the end. I loved you taking it to Shivani. Shivani deserved every word of it. I have been a fan of yours since day one, and I think you've got a championship coming your way. Coming in at number 3, it's Chris Jericho. It was his boat. It was his show. And he got to win a match. He got to...
A little bit of the bubbly.
I mean, I think this was a huge win for Jericho, both in the ring and on the boat. I have to assume we got Rockin' Razor 3 coming up next year. And number 2 is 2, guys. It's Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. These guys are going to be such a fun pair of tag team champions. I can't wait for all the Elite to dissolve in a big fiery mess because of them being successful. It'll put a big smile on my face. And number 1 is Jon Moxley. He had one eyeball and he beat the bastard Pac. I get to say it when I'm talking about Pac. He beat a guy with one eye tied behind his back, and now he's going on to face his the world champion. And I think he has a pretty good chance to win that match at Revolution. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it.
That was your Elite of the Week.
How perfect was that list?
It was 4 out of 5 in bed.
4 out of 5 is pretty good when you think about it.
That's the best rating he's got in
his predictions are terrible.
needs more DDP. But Flobo, who shouldn't have been on there?
You know what? Even in a losing effort, I am a fan of Scorpio Sky, man. He showed he can hang with both sides of that fence. I think that he's going to be a star soon.
Can I confess that it was hard not to put him on there?
Because
I think he's going to get so much more from this as a single star going forward. I think he won tonight in a way.
And I know you had an interview with him recently, right?
I did a really.
And you still snubbed him. I'm just saying.
Listen, Scorpio Sky and I are basically best friends right now because we chatted, and I think he's got a big future, and I'm sure he'll be back on the show, and I think he agrees with me.
Yeah,
that's how he treats his friends.
I guess so. Don't be Jack's friend.
Now, we've already got a lot of big, big matches coming into next week. So I just want to go through them and get your guys' quick thoughts. First up, another 6-man tag. Lots of 6-man tag matches going around lately. Kenny Omega has actually teased a potential trios tournament. Coming to get it on. So we got Darby Allin and Private Party versus Jericho and Proud and Powerful. How do you guys think that's going down?
And this is in Cleveland, so the weather's not going to be as great.
We have to take that into account.
We do.
There's a lot of Cleveland.
A lot of people are going to be in.
Get ready for a cruise hangover, folks.
Darby Allin's going to bring a lot of.
I'm shooting on Cleveland.
The boat's actually just going to go all the way.
That's just a few reverses.
I think Jericho and Proud and Powerful are going to win. I think they're using these to light up some wins for Jericho without knocking out some of the top singles competitors.
I think Moxley's going to interfere this match.
Have we had an actual interference?
Like a DQ?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think what AEW is doing is giving us real results, and that's why you should tune in every Wednesday live for Dynamite. We also got Kip Sabian versus Cody himself. Now, that is a match I see shenanigans, hijinks, and flimflam happening in. Cody's going to win that one, right? Do we need to talk about it? It's going to be a...
Cody's got this.
Sorry, Kip. But this one I'm really excited about. Young Bucks versus Butcher and the Blade. You know what? Sing it with me. Come in to get it on. Do we see Butcher and the Blade rebounding?
Wow.
Crickets.
Wow. That was rough.
So, no.
Harsh.
You know what? I think Butcher and the Blade know how to work together better than the Young Bucks.
Okay. That, all right, yeah.
That you did you there's a lot of confidence.
Oh man.
But you know what? I want Butcher and the Blade to win. You know why? Because Young Bucks keep saying they're the best in the world and they got no gold to show for it.
Oh my god.
So Young Bucks, you need to learn a lesson, and it starts next week with Butcher and the Blade. Mark my words.
So we know who's not going to get invited to the AEW when they come to LA.
Everyone but Jack. That's terrible.
Why there was no Jack side.
That's
why.
Okay, well, all that said, lots of fun stuff coming up next week. Thank you guys so much for joining us. But before we go, Roderick, can you tell all the lovely people where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram, BSupreme, and Roderick_Corral on Twitter.
And Jessica?
You can find me on Instagram at JessicaO'Connor_, on Twitter at JOConnor with 3 N's.
Anissa Barr.
And you can follow me on all social media at Anissa Barr, because tomorrow is bar wrestling and Friday is GCW, because it's bar wrestling versus GCW, East Coast versus West Coast. And we know who's going to win.
West Side?
Yeah.
Oh, is that me? I'm from Brooklyn. I don't know.
It was all a dream. Flobo, where can they find you?
Oh, man, you can find me on the Star Trek Discovery panel tomorrow, or I'm also on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Monday Night Raw, NXT, on Twitter at Flobo Boys, on Instagram at Flobito, and of course, Flobito.com. Man, new content every week.
Awesome. And Josh in the booth.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at JOAL323.
And you can find me, I'm Jack Farmer. You can find me at jackcfarmer.com, as well as at Real Jack Farmer across all social media. You can also check me out with this guy, Flobo, on the Raw After Show every Monday night at 9 p.m. Pacific on AfterBuzz TV. You can also check out the new series, the AEW Social Media Skim, every Wednesday night. It is a bite-sized chunk of all the fun news that you see across social media. I look at it all, so you don't have to. Give it a watch, give it a like, give it a follow, and until next time, do your best and be yourself.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.